This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Now, healthy food is our next topic this morning. A mixed bag, as over here. In an ideal world, let's face it, we'd all lust after healthy food, wouldn't we? Around now, just a couple of hours after your cornflakes, you'd be thinking, I only wish I could have a great big slab of cucumber. But that's not the real world. It's not the world that any of us inhabit. And this is where Diana Henry comes in. She's the cook who puts the tasty into healthy. Diana, welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Now, your latest tome is called A Change of Appetite, Where Healthy Meets Delicious.
Yep.
What motivated this then? Because, I've cooked your recipes before. I've met you in your gorgeous kitchen. And, you know, butter, cream.
It was on the menu.
Oh, yes.
Several things happened. First of all, people started to ask me much more for healthy dishes. Despite the baking boom, friends were kind of saying, what can I do to increase my vegetable intake? And rather grimly, what can I do with the turkey breast? There seemed to be a lot of turkey breasts being cooked. So it sounded very grim. My own doctor told me in no uncertain terms I had to get my blood pressure down, though I think it's high because of my children rather than what I eat. But anyway. And my dad actually got diagnosed with cancer. And those three things happening all at the one time, it wasn't that I actually thought, oh, dad's got cancer, what can you do to combat that? I just felt that I wasn't immortal anymore. And I have been my entire life, I've been kind of, don't listen to the health brigade at all. You know, when the government tells us to kind of watch your drinking, I'm going to pour myself a large gin. I am really quite contrary and I hate being told what to do. And I got to say, I even worried about putting healthy in the title of the book, because I would never have bought a cookbook with that in it. I've got 4,000 cookbooks and one of them has healthy in the title. But I started to read about it and I got very interested. And I also got, I started to think this is that, it isn't such a big shift, actually, to eat good food that was also healthy. So it was a kind of shift in appetite as much as a change of appetite. But the more I got to know about it, the more into it I did get. And I had to disentangle loads of things. That's another reason I didn't want to think about it, because we were kind of given misinformation, like saturated fats were bad. Now they're being reconsidered.
Yeah. I mean, the trouble is salad. I never crave a salad. Now, are you seriously going to tell me that you can put me in a situation where I am fantasising about eating salad?
No, I do. And actually, I had got to the stage where I knew that I was quite a rebellious eater, and it's partly to do with feminism, in that I felt that eating healthily actually meant you were supposed to be eating for your weight. So when people, I'd meet someone for lunch and they'd say, oh, should we go to Pret a Manger and have one of those croissants, you know, stuffed with Gruyere and ham, or should we go and have some sushi? I'd sometimes think, oh, I quite like the sushi. But my other part would say, why should I have the sushi? Let's have the bad thing, because I think we're so constrained.
Right. I mean, and also, I know that you heard at the programme that we did on Woman's Hour a couple of weeks ago now about body image. And there was one caller who I still often think about, who was in tears talking about her childhood.
It was really moving.
And I just thought, we don't need to have that just huge amounts of headspace taken up with this nonsense.
No,
do we?
I mean, and that isn't unusual. Because this book isn't about becoming slim, and it's not about going on a diet. It's about eating stuff that is really delicious, but you don't notice it's accidentally healthy food. But as I've been going around the country doing kind of like talks and stuff like that, it has been really moving. The amount of women who've kind of come up and sort of held my hand, it's been quite confessional. They've held my hand and said, I've been struggling with this all my life. I love food, but it hates me. I mean, one woman just said her life had been a struggle between sort of iceberg lettuce and chocolate cake. And I think we've approached this all the wrong way. I think the whole concept of kind of being good, eating healthy to be good, or denying yourself things all of the time means that you don't eat well. And I'd say that, I kind of like say that myself. I think I ate because I'd spent so many periods of my life on diets, I was angry about self-denial, and that ultimately made me a less healthy eater. And I had to be honest about that and look at it. And I think it's true for a lot of women.
What are you going to make for us today then? In fact, you can go over now to your very elaborate chopping table that we've set up for you there.
It is a salad, Jane, I'm afraid.
Oh. No, sorry.
Only because it's terrible to cook anything in here. So I thought something that I could toss together would be better.
Yes.
And it's watercress. She's looking excited already. Which is no. This has got lots of. I think if you're going to eat healthily and you're trying to avoid stodge, what you want is kind of very big flavours, front of the mouth things. You want fresh things and lots of contrast. And I've got quite a sweet tooth, so there's a kind of dressing in this that's got a bit of honey on it. So you get a salt savoury thing all at the same time.
Okay. So what is the salad called actually?
This is a salad of watercress, fennel, oranges. Feta, and then honeyed almonds.
Honeyed almonds? Do you have to cook them first?
You put them in. You just toast them in the frying pan, and then you put a little bit of honey in. They become caramelised.
Right.
Oranges. So a mixture of blood oranges,
sliced,
and ordinary ones, sliced. Yes, you need to peel these and then cut the sides off, so you don't have any of the white pithy bits. Lots of mint. Are you generally not a good eater? You're not a healthy eater?
Oh, I'm an eater. I tell you what I'm really struggling with at the moment. There's a new cafe opened in the basement of this establishment, broadcasting house. And when you come in through the doors in the morning, there's this waft of gorgeous carbohydrate coming from the cafe. Those pastries that the French
It's definitely harder now to avoid this than it used to be.
Well, it's just, and I have to say, and I'm going to be really honest with you, I think you're a fabulous cook. I think some of the salad ideas in this new book strike me as being just, I'm thinking about myself, 20 to 6 in the evening, trying to cobble something together for the tea at 6 o'clock. I'm a northerner, we're early eaters. Some of the ingredients I'd never heard of.
What, really? Like what?
Well, I mean, some of the CD pulsy things.
Well, they're easy to get, Mike. I mean, I got more into those because I started looking at it all, and I kind of like really, I quite crave them now, to be honest with you. But nearly all supermarkets have those now, Jane.
You're just so I'm just being lazy.
You're at the chocolate aisle.
I'm at the hollow Easter novelty item aisle. That's where I am. Anyway, Diana, we'll come back to you when the salad's ready.
Okay.
And we'll have it. I know it's going to be absolutely delicious. That's Diana Henry with a salad that I promise everyone will enjoy, even leafy deniers like myself. That's a little bit later. Diana Henry's gorgeous, healthy salad is here. Now, just remind us what the ingredients are. You've got
watercress, fennel, oranges, feta, honey almonds.
And the philosophy behind all this is...
eat real food, eat loads of vegetables, switch from refined carbohydrates to whole grains, and watch sugar like a hawk. That's what I'd say.
Like a hawk?
Yes.
Okay. That is genuinely lovely.
Good.
And the recipe is on the website now, but I'm taking that home, so that's fine. Diana, thank you very much
for
coming
in.
That's the cook, Diana Henry, whose new book is out now, and I promise there's lots in there to tempt you. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.